This week, Jackson and I talk about our holiday plans, and then after, you get to know me with 10 video games that made me.
Made you gay. Got him.
Because this is It's Dangerous to Go Alone.
Way to hit it with all the energy you got. It's dangerous. Hello and greetings from Canada. That's the wrong intro. What's up, Barely Gamers? Welcome back to your favorite podcast featuring two internet cuties, a whole handful of friendship, and a little sprinkling of video games.
I never do that again. I'm Juicebox.
That's how I start every single
live stream. Not the other one.
The live stream, not the podcast.
It made me uncomfortable. You changed.
Well, why don't
you
ever
come?
It just shows that you don't come to my live streams.
Who are you?
I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone. So, hey, listen to us talk about my 10 video games to get to know me.
Yeah, damn right. Also, you were on my live stream last week when I would have done that intro.
I know, but I was anticipating the one we do.
Sure. No, I get that. That's on me. Listen, I stopped working my job 8 minutes ago, and here we are. So
here we are.
My brain's a little...
I also stopped working my job 8 minutes ago.
Did you?
I'll tell you about it.
I thought Thursdays are your days where you're not working, but I guess that's all changing now.
I'll tell you about it.
You know what else? Let's start right there. After we say thank you to our Patreon producers, Kyle Be Back, BT Dubs, and of course, John, a.k.a. The Bull. Thank you all very much for keeping the lights and mics on, and more about how you all could be cool like them later in the show. Joops, what do you mean? You were working till
so now. My new job is fitness based. So I have
I like
to,
that you're like slowly breadcrumbing.
I'm breadcrumbing it. Yeah, I can't talk about it yet, but I'm breadcrumbing it. So it is fitness based, and I had to attend a workout class for one of the other people who I got hired with. I wasn't getting paid, but I was doing it as like support, like team support. And I had to do a workout, and I didn't want to do it.
Stopped working out like 10 minutes ago?
My back is still wet.
Super gross. You didn't even change your shirt, eh?
No. I said, this shirt makes my shoulders look huge. So I was like, let's go. Put a hat on. walked into my studio and said, doop, let's go.
Play. Yeah.
Play.
Pooter. Play.
Pewter. I love that. Pewter. I love the way... Lego Batman says it. Pewter.
Mm-hmm. Pewter.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite.
I like it a lot. I will also say, and maybe I'll have to cut this out too, you let me know, that I got a suspicious email about attending your class after your class already took place. So I don't know how that happened.
When did they email you?
I guess the class would have been at like 5 a.m. my time. So it's like I woke up and they were like, hey, get ready for your class. And I was like, the fuck? And it just really fueled this line of me messaging you to be like, I want in. Loop me in. And you went, absolutely not. You'll be too disruptive to the class and you'll be distracting. And I went, just let me in.
And you went, no.
And then they sent me an email late. And I was like, oh, real fucking convenient, Juice.
Hey, guess what? I have a class tomorrow morning.
Great. Thank you for letting me know. With
So 11 a.m. is... 10, 9, 8. It's 8 a.m. your time.
I could get it right before I go to work, right before I start work.
I'll send you the link, brother, myself.
Yeah, I bet I get it at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I bet I get it three hours after class is over.
I'll text it to your phone.
There was like the friends and family. They're like, hey, support your friends and or family. And I was like, great, would have loved to.
Anyways, but yeah, so that is something I did tonight, and I'm a little bit eepy, but otherwise, feeling good. How are you?
Sweet. I'm doing well. I mean, we're for a peek behind the curtain, we're recording episodes back-to-back days because we're trying to put one in the bank so that when we go to live our holiday lives that we don't have to like scramble to record one while we're both remote or whatever the case may be. So, you know, still feeling pretty good, still feeling pretty solid. I did start into a couple of really new nerdy things that I'm quite excited about in the literally since we talked 24 hours ago. So pretty fired up. You want to hear about them?
Please.
Number one, I gave you a little tease. I gave you a little peek a little nudge when I sent you a picture of D&D books with a note card that I had started. So I started trying to build out something for you, me, and Mr. Box to play with and have a little fun fantasy RPG adventure when you guys visit later in December. So pretty excited about that.
I'm extremely excited.
I'm in brainstorm mode and like reading through and picking some stuff. I don't want to say too much, but I think we're going to have some fun.
Good. I will tell Mr. Box that we're going to have one of our nights is going to be a full D&D night.
He'll be
I don't know if like we
want
elated.
Good. I'm glad. I don't know if you guys want to come equipped with characters ready to go or if we want to spend like, you know, a half hour each. Like
it'll
rolling
be 5 hours.
Making it
it'll,
go.
No, it'll be 5 hours. We'll pre-make.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. If you guys want to hold off on like the stats and then roll the stats when we're all together, that could be fun. But like come equipped, character, class, name, backstory. I would love to sit down and have you guys just tell me about your characters.
Can mine still be...
Do you remember your name? If you remember your name, yes. Otherwise, no. You have to make a new one. One that has a memorable name.
I can log in. He had a really good storm song. Storm song.
Uh-huh. You're right there.
Wait.
I bet there's at least one Patreon subscriber right now who's fucking screaming the name at you. You're Googling. Like, it's not enough to Google.
No, I can log in.
Yeah, that's still the same. You're still looking it up. The thing you needed to do was to remember it, not to look up the answer.
Remember who you are. You are my D&D character and the one true king. Remember.
Sure. Do you want me to just tell you since you seem to have logged in and still can't find the answer? This is really solid content.
Where is my thing?
It's going to be a heavy edit for me.
Shut up. So, okay. Yeah, I think I can't remember. What was his name?
Rory
Stormsong. Rory Stormsong. Yeah. I'm going to be him. Yeah. He has blonde hair and a sassy attitude.
He had a lot of hair. I remember that was a really important. It's very important. That was a really important detail that we included for your fantasy.
He had a lot of hair. There's so much of it.
So much. Like, it's crazy. And you know what?
It's astounding.
It'll never go away. It'll never go away.
It's so thick. And then when he brushes his hands through it, like, if any falls out, like, three more replace it.
I see. Yeah. Magic. Yeah. It jumps in.
So much hair.
So that'll be a fun little adventure for us to get into. The other super nerdy thing that I started, I guess there's three, because I also watched the first episode of the second season of Fallout last night on Amazon Prime.
Oh, was that out already?
Mm-hmm. They actually pushed it up a day, which is crazy.
But, I have so much TV to watch. It is
astounding.
Well,
that's what I was thinking is like for the nerds right now, they eat
thriving.
Good on the
thriving.
On the television and the series and stuff, right? Fallout. Stranger Things, the second, well, like their last season, their first batch of episodes has been out.
May I say, every time you say Fallout, I think of Mariana's Trench. Remember that song?
I don't, but if I also may.
Please.
That doesn't surprise me that much, that's where your connection is more strongly than the video game.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Right, Stranger Things with the next batch dropping on Christmas Day or Boxing Day or something. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it on the last episode as well. Mighty Nein, the newest Critical Role animated series is out right now. So Eaton's good for the nerds in the world.
I know. And Stranger Things kind of bums me out because it's like I watched it and it's like I want to enjoy it. But then the lead guy is kind of a shitty guy.
Yeah, I was trying to remember it, and I was also trying to forget it. Like, what was this thing? Is he
Zionism
pro?
Is sexy? Sure. Yeah, and he's very like anti-Palestine, and he's like partying in Israel right now. It's really uncomfortable. So you're like, ugh.
Yeah, God, I knew there was something along those lines. And
sucks.
Ah, like, oh, yeah, but no.
I know. I'm just hoping like maybe he dies in the show.
Woof.
Yeah.
You know what? You might get that catharsis.
We
should start. There's a pool. So you and I talked about watching at least some of the next batch together when we're hanging out. We should do a pool of who we think is going to die and see who can get the most guesses right. That could be fun. Because then maybe you'd get that wishful thinking. You know, maybe you will it into an existence. Will get it.
You and I are also going to go see the new Avatar movie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot I agreed to that. I don't give a shit about Avatar, but I love popcorn. Babe.
4 hours. Buckle up. I know.
I'm going to get so much popcorn.
Me too.
You know how insufferable I was when we watched Wicked? I kind of like Wicked. I don't like Avatar at all.
Really? You can
didn't
sit
watch
next
the
to me.
Second Avatar movie. Those, for the record, blue, not Ooh. Airbenders. Didn't watch the second one.
Blue the people. Second one is odd.
Well, the first one was completely forgettable. Like, the only thing that makes Avatar exciting was visual effects. And granted, they are world class. They are tippity-toppity. But the first movie, completely forgettable. Like, it was Pocahontas, and none of the characters are memorable.
Jackson, tell me. I worked at a movie theater yeah. when the first one came out.
It was crazy.
Sold out theaters.
Yep. I saw it twice in theaters.
Every single night mm-hmm. for 6 months.
Yep.
It never had an empty theater, ever. They were constantly
yeah.
sold out.
Yeah.
And I was I like, wow, it. this is going to go down in history, a phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And then it came out of theaters and it just disappeared.
Listen, because this is what it was. Because it was so visually focused, that was the selling feature. It Story. Made sense to be like super enjoyable on the movie theater screen. And then you take it to home and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, like on a regular, it's not as much of a spectacle. But again, mm-hmm. like, I posit this challenge to multiple people in my life. Name five characters from the main, like from the main cast. And most people can't because it's so fucking forgettable. Like the storyline, again, visually stunning. Yeah. But I watched the first one in theaters twice and I fell asleep the second time. Once you kind of see it and you know what's going on, that was enough for me. I took a little nappy nap.
I will say, as a music early, Jake's First Flight from the Avatar soundtrack for a first one, that's just fire.
Sure.
That song is fire.
Yeah.
Good song.
Good soundtrack.
Great soundtrack.
The only beef I have is that the story and characters are not memorable, which like...
Yeah, that second movie was a rough watch.
Sounds like a big beef, if we're being honest.
Are you sure we should go see it? Mr. Box really likes it.
Well, that's the reason. Mr. Box texted me himself. Like, which happens on occasion.
Well, no, because he asked me, he said, can you ask Jackson if we can go see this? And I said, I think this is very special to you. I think you should ask Jackson. Because
exactly.
if I ask Jackson, he's going to go, Avatar sucks. So I was just like, if you really want to go, you have to ask him because he won't say that to you.
That's exactly what happened. So I'll go for Mr. Box, the popcorn, and maybe a little bag of nibs. I'm happy.
Hell yeah, I'm happy. Nibs.
We got some big plans.
You want to get a hot dog and maybe some cheese on the side with some jalapenos?
Sure. And like, even if I don't, you can still get all of those things.
Yeah, but could we, well, let's just get one and share it.
Nope. Not
I'll start
that.
On one side, you start on the other, and we just kind of go to the middle.
I'll be honest, that was the only way I envisioned you sharing this. Like,
nice.
Yeah, like there was no, that was the way, the vision. That was the vision I had of how that hot dog would be consumed. So
yeah.
That's great. I think we got a lot of good plans, which I'm really looking forward to. But
me too.
The other nerdy thing I did is kind of off the heels of what we talked about in terms of always seeing a bunch of new game releases and getting really excited and then completely forgetting they exist. The other thing on the tail end of that is like, I thought it would be really fun if we did our own kind of game awards for the end of the year. And not necessarily like best, like copying all of the categories, but like making our own categories. Like sure, our own game of the year or like best game that we played this year that's not from 2025. Like, game that elicited the most ridiculous response, the most fun I had, the best bang for your buck, how much money I spent versus how much fun I had, right? Kind of create our own categories. Couldn't tell you what games I played past 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. So, and kind of trying to address both of those things, I started a spreadsheet, another super fucking nerdy spreadsheet that has, it is titled Jackson's Long List of Nerd Shit for the Year 2026. Mm. And it has a master list of exciting upcoming games that are cool. Then a non-2026 games backlog. Games that I've played, and my intention is to go in and say and kind of keep it a running thing. So by the time we circle back next December, I can say, these are the games I played. That's right. And then doing the same thing with shows, movies, and books as well to kind of have it all organized. So the master list of games has 31 entries right now.
Wow.
For stuff that hasn't released yet. Mostly stuff from the Game Awards, right? I kind of took all those notes and put them all in. And then some other stuff I pulled from like my Steam wish list. And if you're interested, it could be fun because I also put in here like a little hype column of like how excited I actually am. Like these are all games I would like to play, but some of them are like 1 out of 5 on the hype. And it's like, yeah, I'm interested. I would still play it, but it's not like I'm ready to beat down a fucking door and book a day off of work to play a game, right?
Yeah.
So I could give you your own column if you want to hop in here. You know what I mean? That could be fun. We could share it.
Like a Jupes column.
A little Jupes column over there.
You know? Nah, I mean, I love to be a part of your... I always want to touch your columns, you know? I knew it.
Yeah. I'll even give you the D column if that's really important to you. Right now it's the E column, but I'm ready to change that for you.
I want D. All right, we'll figure it out.
I'll make it happen.
Nice.
It won't make any sense in terms of the flow of the spreadsheet, so that'll bother the nerd in me. But as an ally, I'll make sure you get that D column.
Thanks, brother.
Well, yeah. So we're kind of at an interesting time. The year is winding down. We've both kind of got holiday plans coming up. Mm-hmm. You've got multiple bouts of travel. Walk me through your adventures.
So Mr. Box's family lives up north, so we're going to be driving up north to the snowy lands. Oh my god! And I didn't tell you. I didn't tell the pod last week. I had to drive home from Sudbury in like a snowstorm. Remember? Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, you called me.
Oh, yeah. 2.5. Oh, my God. Yeah, I called you. Yeah. Listeners, 2.5 hours driving in snow squalls, whiteout snow. No. What's it called?
Plow.
Snow plows on the road all the way from Sudbury to Barrie. I thought we were going to die. I was like, yeah. This is the end.
Were you driving too, or was Mr. Box driving?
Mr. Box was driving. There's no way I could have driven.
Let me get this straight. You concluded that your death was imminent. That you were not making it out of the snowstorm and you didn't even call me to say goodbye.
I would have, like, when I was, like, in the snowbank slowly dying.
Oh, okay. So you thought it'd be a slow death.
Yeah. I mean, I would have froze to death.
You were like, we've got time. I got time to call him.
I would have called my parents. I would have called you. Sure. I would have called my manager. Tell him to book off my next year is cancel. Cancel it all.
Clear the calendar.
Clear the calendar, but I can't give you the deposits back. Sorry. So we're going to relive that trauma and drive back up north for a little family time. And cool. Mr. Box's mom makes such a good Thanksgiving Christmas dinner. Mm. But sometimes she'll blindside us and not make it and be like,
what have you gotten in the past instead?
So sometimes she'll be like, we're just going to do burgers in a game. Mm. Like we're going to be really relaxed and really chill. It's going to be really fun. And I'm always like, but I don't want to, like, it's very kind of her to make it, so I never want to say anything, but I'm always like, oh my god, yeah, I love when you make burgers, but in my head I'm like, I want that fucking turkey.
You're like, I risked my fucking life for a turkey, don't give me a burger.
give me that stuffing you have been cooking for 4 days.
Stuffing's the shit. My family fights over the stuffing.
They make theirs, it's a ground beef stuffing, and they slowly add in like Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
And so it makes like a thick, almost like goop, because it's all like the yeast and stuff. And they like
so hungry,
dude. The thyme, pepper, salt, like all of it with like celery. Oh my god, that covered in gravy with mashed potato and a fucking dark meat turkey on it with a little bun covered in butter.
Are you pro dark meat?
I'm all dark meat.
Now, where do you come down on the side of turkey versus ham for holiday?
I'm both. I'm more turkey.
Yeah.
But I like a ham, but I like an oven roasted thick cut of ham.
Yeah, thick cut ham, it has to be. But to me, ham has always been so basic. And maybe it's I came from a family where they don't do a lot to it, right? But I posed this in a call with work with a bunch of colleagues, and I was like, oh, easy, turkey. And people were like, that's insane. Ham over turkey. And I was like, I've never had anyone take a hard stance on ham over turkey.
No, I
can understand people that are like, yeah, that's my preference. Like, oh, it's close though. Like acting like ham blows turkey out of the water, and not just one person. I was beside myself. I was like, am I taking fucking crazy pills right now?
I take like a slice, maybe a second one.
And I'm fine with it.
But it's so sweet. Why would I want something that's
helpings of turkey?
Oh, I will take I will sometimes mix the stuffing and the turkey together.
Fucking A. Put everything.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mix it all under the gravy. It doesn't matter.
How are we feeling about cranberry sauce? What are your thoughts?
I'm not a big cranberry sauce guy. I will call a cranberry sauce to the table. I'll bring it to the stage if I get stuck with white turkey with the light meat.
Give it a little juice.
Give it a little bit. You know what I mean?
It's too sweet.
That's where I think it gets a little bit of play. Otherwise, I don't need it. And to be fair, I'm not opposed to it. It's just not something that we grew up with.
What are your thoughts on a salad? I don't like a salad.
It's unnecessary. Why are you taking, There's enough going on. I'm going to get like maybe some good carrots in there, some maybe green peas, like green beans. Like there's a lot going on a holiday table. I don't need a salad.
Give me a cheesy party potato. Yeah. Yeah.
Scalloped potatoes?
Little...
You could give me three sides that are potatoes done different ways.
I'm eating them.
Every single one. Oh, God. Anyhow, sorry. You're going to see Mr. Box's family.
We're going to see Mr. Box's family. We're hopefully going to have the most delicious meal of the year, which I look forward to it every time. And then we're going to drive to see my parents in the Windsor, Essex area. I do not live in Windsor, Essex again. I do not live there. So many fucking people in Windsor, Essex will message me being like, are you going to this weekend? I don't live in Windsor, Essex. That is not where I live. Stop messaging me.
And also, you don't do stuff on the weekends. So
I don't want to do things with like random people. Like, don't message me. If we are not friends, don't ask me to go to your like kids' recital. Like, so no.
Is that what it is?
I had somebody ask if I wanted to come to their barbecue.
I mean, we were just talking about how good food is. Like,
I mean, yeah, but they were like, hey, would you want to come to my barbecue this weekend? Like, here. I think it'd be really fun. I was like, I've never, and it was a private profile. I was like, you're a private profile, never met you. Like, I can kind of, I know nothing about you. I know nothing about your friends. Like, why would I go to your party so I could just be like the person who you could be like, this is this person, and look at that, and ask me probably inappropriate questions that I don't want to fucking answer. So like, no, I don't want to go to your fucking barbecue. It was the weirdest question. Anyways, so we're going to go there, see my family. So everybody, please invite Jackson to your barbecue. But so we're gonna go to my parents then, and we're gonna do Christmas, like a Christmas dinner on the Monday. We're also gonna be doing Christmas yoga. So my parents are obsessed with yoga.
Did they just get into it?
My mom has been doing it for the past like year and a half, 2 years. So my mom used to be on so before Ozempic became like a big thing, my mom was on it for her diabetes, but she was on it and it didn't make her skinny. It just made her incredibly ill, but like it was regulating her blood sugar and it was helping, but she could like, she couldn't eat food. She was constantly vomiting. Like her quality of life was really low. So when she went off it and she went on a new diabetes medication, she was able to start like working out again. And she discovered Pilates and yoga and like reformer. And she she's really happy. She goes almost every day, sometimes twice a day. And it's like her social time, her fitness time. And like, my thing is, yeah. And my thing is like, the older you get, the moment you stop moving, you're old. It's happening. Your body's going to give out. If you're not using it, you're going to lose it, kind of thing. And so like my parents, now they're like going to yoga and Pilates and they're always moving. And like, they went to like a reunion or something with a bunch of people from their 20s. And my mom's like, all of them looked like grandmas and grandpas. And she was like, and we looked so young. And I was just like, yeah, cause you don't like dress like a grandma. You don't style your hair in that like poofy bouffant grandma hair, you know, like you act
you're
young
hip.
And you're hip. You act
you're
young.
Cool.
You treat your body young. You're given young. So we're going to go do some yoga with them as some enrichment time. My dad's like, I've already signed all of us up. We're going to do family yoga Monday morning and Tuesday morning. I'm very excited. So, and then Christmas Eve, we drive home, and Christmas Day, we jump on a plane and we go see you.
Which is great because I won't be here until the 27th, but like,
it's cool. I'm just going to break into your apartment and sniff all your undies.
Sick.
sick, bro.
I'm bringing them all with me now. They won't be.
All the dirty ones. You're like, bring them in. So yeah, no, we're going to, me and Mr. Box have already kind of planned it. Like Christmas Day, we're going to do, I think we're going to do a romantic walk to Stanley Park.
Cute.
And we're going to have, I think we said we're going to get Chinese food for dinner.
Very nice. Umbrellas. Bring umbrellas.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, we'll bring umbrellas and all that stuff, or we'll just pick up one. We don't mind the rain. After being in what I'm in right now, the rain's gonna be great.
No, it's great. I don't mind it at all. I fail to bring umbrellas most places.
Fair. And then on the 26th, like Boxing Day, we have a family dinner with Tommy, my manager.
Oh yeah, that's lovely.
So he's gonna have a bunch of us over. So like me, Mr. Box, Kendall, and some other friends, and we're all gonna do like a little family dinner.
So yeah, cool.
I know. I told him that I was coming, and he was like, "This is the best Christmas gift ever. I'm so excited."
And so, Tommy's roommate's a professional chef.
Yes, but there's a few of us, so he doesn't want to put that on her. So we're just gonna order.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot to do for, you know, just
in your downtime.
In her downtime, you know, it's like she doesn't have to cook for all of us. And like, I would straight up even say that. I'd be like, don't cook for us. Like, we'll just order something. It's fine.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that.
Thanks. Cool.
How about you?
It's a good one. Tomorrow's actually my last day of work, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. And then I have the weekend to kind of myself a little bit. I'm still going to do the stream on Saturday. We're going to do a cute little community day, which by the time this comes out, it's too fucking late. Either you were there or you weren't. Hope you were. Too
fucking late there, bro.
And then I fly home back to Ontario. I don't know when my brain is going to, because right now I think I refer to both as home. Like I refer to, I'm headed home for the holidays. And then when I'm there, I'm like, yeah, I'm about to fly home. Vancouver is my home. Like, so I don't know when.
Home is where your heart is.
Yeah. So I don't know why I keep talking about Ontario that way.
Good things grow. Uh-oh.
So I'm flying back on the 22nd, and then pretty light on plans. We talked about maybe getting like high school friends together, but it's like, it's a challenge. Everyone's spread out. Like where my family lives is 20 minutes from civilization. Like I'm 25 minute drive from like the next closest person. We live in the middle of nowhere. It's dark. It's hard to get to. There's no space for me. Like there's a lot of hurdles. So
are you staying there? When do you get there?
The 22nd.
Till?
The 27th I fly home. Back to Vancouver.
Ooh.
Yeah. But it is better than last year. Last year I was home for the entirety of my break, right? I started a new job at Unity at the end of July and was very quickly burnt out and was very quickly overwhelmed. Then my only downtime, all of it was in Ontario, sleeping on an air mattress in a very small house with a lot of people. And I got no rest. And then I went and hung out with the boxes and we had a very good time, but I didn't have any like me time to just relax and unwind at all. Mm-hmm. So this year I planned
it differently. Keep in mind too, when we visit, like we don't always have to be together.
No, it's great. I love it. So this is also something I've explored and learned about myself in the last year, that when I say I need time to do nothing, I don't really mean that. When I say I need to do nothing, if I were to do nothing, I would feel completely unaccomplished, incredibly lethargic, and very unhappy. When I typically say I need time to do nothing, what I really mean is I need small, bite-sized activities that recharge me. And a lot of times, hanging out with close personal friends accomplishes that. So like, yeah, like we'll keep it loosey-goosey. We'll chat about it. If you guys want to break off and do your own thing and we, you know, whatever, I'm fine with any of it. But us hanging out is never going to feel draining. So this year, back to Ontario on the 22nd, spend some time with my extended family, which will be a challenge, I'm sure, in some ways, and then come back on the 27th. You and Mr. Box are here until the 1st, and then
we leave the 1st at like 5
a.m.
Yeah, so we're going to be like, Happy New Year. We're going to the airport.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Wild. Okay. And then, yeah, I then have kind of the 1st through the 5th to myself before I head back to work. 1st through the 4th to myself.
Oh, my God. You actually have a really nice
Yeah, it's going to be solid. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great balance, right? Like, I still want to see my family. It's just I always leave every family interaction more stressed than I enter it. So I'm trying to keep some guard up around it. But, like, I still want to see my family. I still want to be a part of it. But I think it'll be a good, like, short dose, good little quick in and out. I mean, it's 4 or 5 days, but, like, quick in and out. And then some friend time. Sleep in my own bed.
Oh, I can't wait to sleep in your bed.
You're not sleeping in my bed. You know your bed is on the couch behind me. If you're in my apartment, that's where you'll be. Now, Mr. Box,
that's
wherever
story.
The fuck he wants.
That's
he's
another
a stud,
story,
you know. But yeah, I'm excited for the holiday season. I'm excited for the rest. I think I'm in just such a drastically different headspace this year than last year. I'm feeling a lot lighter, so I'm stoked.
I love that.
I'm stoked for everything that comes. I'm excited to see you guys. I'm glad that we have so many I feel like we do this every time we have a few days that we plan to hang out where we make way too many plans and then we get halfway through and we're like, yeah, we don't have time for anything else. And I'm really glad that you and Mr. Box align with me on that it's totally like, okay, it's fine. Like, I know other people that are like, no, I made plans. We got to do the things. And I'm like, no.
If the thing doesn't happen, the thing doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's fine. I just can't. Like, leave me alone, please. Yeah. So.
If there is a day where we're just like, let's just be on the couch and just be on the couch.
Should we just play, what's that game? What's that game on our phones?
Sunderfolk.
Should we just fucking fire through Sunderfolk?
Sunderfolk. Mr. Box would run into a forest, but you and I would just play Sunderfolk, yeah.
He doesn't want to play? I thought that you converted him. Sunderfolk, of course, the game where it's kind of like Jackbox, but it's fantasy.
Mr. Box has planned
RPG.
Many a hike.
Sure.
Many a hike. Sure. So there may be days where I just hang out and he goes hiking.
Totally understand. You let me know. Yeah,
100%. Happy. But
speaking of things that make me happy, patreon.com/itdangerpod is the destination if you guys want to support Juice and myself and this podcast in the most direct way possible. Over on patreon.com/itdangerpod, you will find access to a whole myriad of additional content opportunities, including but not limited to full video episodes of each and every one of these podcasts. You can get them a day before the rest of the world. You can also find cameo style videos for myself and Juice once a month delivered directly to your inbox. If you are expecting that, make sure to check them. You know what I mean? Make sure to check on them. We're sending them. We're having fun. A couple of cuties. Like, we want to chat with you. So that's the best way to do it. Of course, you could go the extra mile and become a Patreon producer like Kyle B. Back, like BT Dubs, and of course, like John, a.k.a. The Bull. We also have monthly bonus videos over there. If you just want a little extra of Juice and Jax, go and check it out. So highly recommend you guys go and check out patreon.com/itdangerpod. Now, if you have no loons or tunes to spare, that's A-OK by us. And we'll let you know how you can support the podcast for free at the end of the show.
So this week, last week we did Jackson's 10 games to get to know him. This week we're going to do the 10 games to get to know me.
Yeah.
But before we do that, I need to tell you about this thing that I've been using. So my new job uses a thing called Notion.
Yep.
And now I'm using it. Have you heard of Notion?
Yep. It's an advanced note-taking, journal-keeping thing.
I have so many checklists and little things that I can make and mini checklists and then checklists to go in those checklists. Oh, my God. So I wrote my list as a checklist. So I'm going to check them off.
That's so great.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're happy, and I won't even say anything more on it. I'm just happy you're happy.
I
love a checklist.
You got a
thing that's giving you joy. You're cashing those happy checks. Love that for you.
It's all that matters. Okay, first one, just because you already did it, and I Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight, and it's because that's how I met you.
No way. That's it? That's everything?
That's it. You're one of my closest friends, and you're one of those. You're one of my best friends, and one of the ones who isn't mean to me. You know, like I had this long history of like these friends. I would make friends, and we would get really close, and then they would either take advantage of me in a way that would burn me out, or just be mean to me, like be unkind to me. And you're the only Like, there's my childhood best friend, Krista, you know, for her, like, she's my sweet
girl.
Baby angel. That's my baby. you know? But then like there was a long time when I was living in Toronto where it would like, I would get really close to someone and like that would happen. And then like I met you and we got really close and it's like that kind of cycle just kind of stopped. So, and it was because of Dead by Daylight.
Stop. That's so sweet.
Stop. You're welcome.
Yeah, there's been times where you've told me stories about your friends. And like I feel like a lot of them you are aware, but there has been the occasional one where I'm like, oh, that sounds like a shit friend. And I've seen you go like, oh yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's not really like, nice of them. Yeah. There's a thing with sometimes with queer people where they're like, yeah, we're just mean to each other. And I'm like, I don't know if
I
like
that. I had this thought too. Because it's occasionally queer people, but I also know that you very vocally say that it's drag queens. Drag queens are mean, you say.
Drag queens are mean.
I was thinking about this as we talked about punk, where it's like punks look scary but are nice. Drag queens look friendly, but they're mean.
They're mean.
I was like, oh, that's weird.
Drag queens are mean. not all drag queens, but some drag queens are mean.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Next up.
Love that. So that's number one, Dead by Daylight.
That was number one, Dead by Daylight. I have a number list. Two. I'm checking them off. I check it twice, baby.
It's that time of year.
So the next one, also mirroring you, one of my very first games that I ever got for myself, Pokemon Blue. So Pokemon Sick. Blue was mine. Yours was red, mine was blue, which I just, again,
perfect.
Loved. Which was perfect. My brother got red, I got blue, but I got the red control. I got the red Game Boy. He got the blue Game Boy.
So you guys had a little mix match.
So my mom like made them. Yeah. So it was like kind of. So I don't know. It was fun. So anyway. So I would say Pokemon Blue. First time I ever played like a game that I just really, you know, kind of got into. And I know while it was a fad. You know, Pokemon was definitely a fad, but it's grown into something so big. It was really fun to be able to, and it's something that I love. Like I've got it on my body now. So.
Yeah, I was gonna say you've got Bulbasaur. Was Bulbasaur always your first starter, or was that something that came later?
No, Squirtle.
Squirtle, okay.
Squirtle was always my starter because, and it wasn't because I liked Squirtle. It was because I liked how strong. I liked how water was strong against everything. Squirtle obviously was the one I picked because it was on the game case for the first time. But then I was just like, oh, I like how water usually has an advantage against like a few like fire and rock. So I was like, I like that I can kind of like cover two bases with that. So
yeah, early Pokemon was not balanced at all.
No,
it was very skewed.
Grass was just like nobody picked Bulbasaur because it was just like he was always like, everybody.
Which like underrated statistically, he is the strongest. And if you pick fire, your first two gyms are an absolute nightmare. So
you're fucked. Yeah,
get luck. Get fucked. Have a good time, everybody.
Good luck. So I remember last week you talked about the first game that made you not like games.
Yeah, or just realize that there are some that don't fit.
That you don't fit. This was the first game that made me realize that games can be hard.
Okay.
And I need them to be easy.
This is where I guess you discovered you're not a difficulty queen.
Yeah. I'm not a person who loves to just grind and likes how hard it is and wants to challenge myself. Like, it's like for me, it's like, it's hard. I don't like it. I'm not having fun. I need it to be fun. The Lion King on Sega Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
That is the hardest fucking game I ever, like, as a child. Like, I don't think I ever made it past.
No one
the giraffes.
The giraffes. Yeah, you got to jump on their head and avoid the stampede. Nobody beat that.
I don't think I ever made it past that, ever made it past that level.
So that game came about in like a really specific, that was a game that was still in the era of arcade games, right? Where arcade games are intentionally difficult so that people feed it more quarters and they make more money. It has to be a challenging game. And it was like, oh yeah, home consoles are still kind of new. We'll just take all the arcade games and bring them home. And you're like, yeah, but I already fucking spent $60, $70, $80 on the game. I don't need to like smash my face against my television. So yeah, those games were still impossibly hard. Because I think it was the same. There was an Aladdin game too that I have memories of where it's like you had to jump on the magic carpet and it was the same level of like crazy difficulty.
Do you need to get that?
Yeah, I guess. Give me a sec.
Who's at your house? Like,
I suppose a poorly timed Amazon delivery.
Oh my God.
Yeah, who knew? What are the chances?
I love it. Okay.
So my The Lion King. One. That's solid.
Here's my next one.
Mm-hmm.
So This one might be a little bit, I don't know if you'll know it. You might know it. If you know it, I will be so happy. So you know how I love music and games.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the first game that made me fall in love with music in a game.
Okay.
And it was like,
and it's abstract. That's interesting.
Yeah. It was like, it was a song that just would get stuck in my head. And I still know the words to this day. I still sing it. It's a very simple game. It's a side scroller. It's difficult, but fun and addictive. I don't even know if you can still play it because I used to play it on like, it was on like a browser. It's called Robot Unicorn Attack.
No.
Do you know this game?
No, I can't say
it. Oh my God. Everybody.
Unicorn Attack.
Everybody, you need to play this game right now.
It has a banger soundtrack, allegedly.
Oh my God. It is always, so, I wanna be with you. It is so good.
This game still exists. It's still playable.
Oh my God.
It's on a website called Crazy Games, which when I worked at Unity, we partnered with them to create some content.
Robot Unicorn Attack is fabulous.
So it's still there. It's still alive. If you guys want to go check it out, you can.
Jackson, you have to do me a favor. After we stop recording, I need you to just play a few rounds. So the thing with Robot Unicorn Attack is it has three simple commands. It has jump and then power. So like you can jump up or you can like jettison forward, and you have to use a combo of like jumps and jettisons and jumps and double jumps to go through these like 2D platforms. But the further you get in the game, the faster the music goes, the faster your unicorn goes, and the faster the dolphins that are like jumping up and down underneath of your platforms start to go as well. And the more dolphins join. So it becomes more difficult as you play. And the point of Robot Unicorn Attack is how long can you stay on the platforms?
Sure.
It is so fun. This came out when I was in university. We used to always play, and we would like randomly, you would like be next to someone and you would just be like, always I wanna be with you. And like, it's just that same kind of chorus that just plays over and over and over, and his voice slowly gets higher and higher. I have such a passion for Robot Unicorn Attack.
I love that the games that you and I played, like the whole point of this is games that created us, right? That shaped us. That define us. And like, if you look at our university games, mine was Tetris and yours was Robot Unicorn Attack. I was like, it's never been more clear to me that these games.
Oh my God. I literally want to pause the podcast and just watch you play this now. You have to play it on stream for me.
Yeah. Okay.
You got it. Just like
stream tonight.
Just be like, you know what, tonight, guys, we have to play just a few rounds of Robot Unicorn Attack for juice. Just so I can experience it.
You will be like... Is that my new like palate cleanse at the beginning of every stream? Hey guys, just to get you settled in, like this is what we're going to dive into.
Guys, I'm so serious. Everybody listening, I need you to just log on to Google Robot Unicorn Attack and just play a few rounds.
So hold on. Is there like a score at the end? Is it like a time?
No,
like
it's
you survived 32 seconds.
So it'll be like, okay, you made it a minute and a half. You made it 2 minutes. You made it 5 minutes. Sorry, I thought you meant score like the music. The score is how long that you lasted.
Okay, so it's a time. So like in theory, we could get really fucking competitive about this and just
the longer your time is, because it starts with like gallop, gallop, gallop. And then once you're halfway through, you're like, bam, 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 bam. Like it's quick. You got to be like, bam, bam, jump, 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 go forward. Because you have to like, sometimes there's a diamond and you have to like jettison through the diamond and stuff. And the unicorn is a robot.
Oh,
it's a robot unicorn. Sorry, I am just gushing about Robot.
No,
Unicorn
I love
Attack.
This. Your excitement is palpable. I think we should do a patreon.com/itdangerpod community tournament, and everyone can go in and post their best scores.
Please. Oh my God. That I just need so everybody fun. To play it. I need the so world fun. To play Robot Unicorn Attack. I need it to be developed into a full blown RPG. I would play it. I would be the first. I'd be day one in line. First in line. Give me that game. Okay. So next one.
Okay. So that's four.
That's four. Yep.
Okay.
So next one is the first game that I played when I was able to get a console again. So I took a big gaming break because my parents never wanted to buy us consoles because they thought it was a waste of money. So I would just play on whatever I had. I would play a lot on my Game Boy, a lot on my Nintendo 64. But then like there was a point where I think like when I was a teenager that I was like, you know what? I really want to buy my own. So I had my own job and I saved up my money and I bought a used PlayStation 2.
Nice.
Yeah, a used PlayStation 2. And with it, I bought Kingdom Hearts 2. And the whole reason I bought this PlayStation 2 was for Kingdom Hearts 2. Because I was like, it looks really fun. Like, it's Disney and it like looks like it's like smashy and stuff. I want to play this. And the way I fell in love with this game, I was like, the Disney gay in me thriving.
Yeah.
I was like, the story, the cutscenes, because I also was, it was my first foray back into kind of gaming that, to that extent. So like the cutscenes being longer was like nice for me to kind of be like, okay, like to collect myself, get myself back into like, okay, this is how you do these things and stuff. And then I was able to like follow a story and I just, so for Kingdom Hearts 2, that's why I love Kingdom Hearts 2 so much. That's, it holds like a nice special place for me. It's
beautiful. How old would you have been when you kind of just dipped your toes back in? Or I guess jumped back in?
I was like, I think I was like 17 maybe.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Like I was still, I was living at home. I remember I had turned my bedroom into like a little apartment. Like we tore down one of the walls. We extended the room out. Yeah. I put my bed in the back corner and then we put a futon in front of the TV with like a table. So I had like a little living room space in my bedroom so I could just stay in my bedroom and play video games or like hang out with my friends and stuff. So like,
that's so cool.
Yeah. My parents were, they were
cool parents, bro.
That was very, yeah, it was very cool.
Can I come to yoga with you and your parents?
Oh, my mom would be so excited. So next up. So I was going to say Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Sure.
But
tell me,
my brother played a lot of Ocarina of Time and I kind of just watched because I was a little too young to really be able to enjoy it. So the first time I was able to really enjoy Legend of Zelda was when I got Majora's Mask. So sure. I actually have a little bit more nostalgia for Majora's Mask because that's the one that I was able to play front to back on my own.
Cool.
I never finished it.
Never.
I never was able to finish it because I wasn't good. Very good. Yeah. So I didn't have, my brother was like, not the kind of brother where he'd be like, yeah, okay, I'll play that level for you. My brother was just like, you suck, get over it. And I was like, okay. So like, I didn't have a brother to help me play. So I didn't have like,
you had a brother that was busy developing your character. You know what I mean? Yeah.
He was making me funny. So he had other jobs to do, but, yeah.
Do you, a little sidetracked here, but do you still have that cartridge? Like, do you still have your N64 cartridges?
Mr. Box has them for school.
Oh, took them to school?
Takes them to school, yeah.
That save file's gone, dude.
No, brother, it's gone.
I got rid of that. Those kids, yeah, reckless.
Fine. Just love the, yeah, it's fine. But I remember I got the bunny ear hood, and he would run fast with that one, so it was my favorite.
Cool.
Okay, so next one. This is another game where, remember you said you discovered the games that made you discover the ones you don't like.
Mm.
So the first game I ever played that made me discover I hate first person games is the computer. No, it's not Duke Nukem.
Mm.
Is that what it is?
That is a game that is first person and is on a computer. Duke Nukem, Doom, Unreal Tournament were all kind of the same era, same style.
Yes, it was Duke Nukem.
Cool.
Yeah. Duke Nukem, because my brother had Duke Nukem on the computer.
That's an older brother game for sure.
Yeah, so he had Duke Nukem, and then he would be like, "Yeah, play my like game, whatever." Like, duh, duh, duh. And I was like, "I hate this so much."
Because he was stopping you from playing Robot Unicorn Attack by being always on a computer with
it. Always I wanna be with you. that's the one that made me realize like I hate first person, I hate gross games, I hate like zombie shooter games. I was like, I don't like this.
Wow. So, and remember that time that you played it with me?
I'll never forget.
We played Back for Blood and people said it was the most heterosexual game you've ever played in your life.
$90 I'll never get back.
Well, I told you that we could have gone through Game Pass. We don't need to rehash this. We don't need to do it again. I did tell someone recently that you're not allowed to have a Game Pass account anymore on account of the time what that happened? You accidentally created two and forgot to cancel them and didn't know what happened and charged yourself somewhere. Hundreds of dollars. You're not allowed anymore.
I never want it. Next one. So this is the first game me and Mr. Box ever played together.
Aww.
Yeah, and Mr. Box isn't a big gamer, so this was the first game that we were ever to really, like, bond and enjoy together.
Yeah.
And you're going to roll your eyes, but yeah. It's Flower, the
lovely.
Game I, the game I get so excited about.
I love that.
Yeah, so, like, I would play a level, then he would play a level, and then I would play a level, and we would just be like, wow, Flower.
Flower is the one where you're like, you're a seed on the wind and you're floating you, and there's music it's vibes.
I think you are the wind and the flower petals are what you pick up. And every time you pick up a flower petal, it's a note of music. And so it's like, bong, bing, bong, 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 bong.
Yeah.
So it's very relaxing.
Exactly, like Tetris effect.
Almost, yeah. So it's very, if you know Mr. Box, that's the most quintessential Mr. Box kind of game. It's like it was made mm-hmm. for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's relaxing. It's not too difficult, but it has a little, you've got to have some skill to play it. And it's pretty.
Love that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I think that was also a game that made its way through like my high school friend group. Wow. But it's because they were all stoners. So they were all high and like, whoa, dude.
Bro, you should play it. It's
fucking
the best.
Sick. I think I've seen it played a bunch.
I think I played it in front of you. Next up is the very first game I ever played on Twitch. Ever.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And my own stream. Not on someone else's. In my own stream.
Did you guest on other streams before you started creating your own?
Among Us streams, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I played for the very first time ever The Sims, and I recreated my cast from Canada's Drag Race Season 1.
Smart.
As The Sims. So it was chaotic. I was screaming the whole time. I had no voice by the end. I didn't know what a raid was, and I kept getting raids, and I would be like, cool, anyways, and like, ignored them. Like, my friend had to message me after being like, so just like to let you know, like, etiquette on the app, like, you gotta kind of be nice to those. And I was like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. But I was able to like learn so much. I had so many fun kind of people. I was still very relevant at that time, so like that's fine. So I had like, I had so many viewers, and like, it was so fun, and it was such like a cool, and it was the first kind of way I fell in love with streaming, and kind of how I kind of fell into this like this gamer girl aesthetic that really launched like the second half of my career. So mm-hmm. yeah, so it was so The Sims is a really cool little part of that.
That's so cool. And now mm-hmm. I work for the company that makes it.
Look at us.
Who'd have thought?
Not me.
Yeah, I was actually in a meeting last week or the week before where it was like all of EA, and they were talking about the games and updates and stuff, and they showed pictures, and I was like, why am I seeing pictures of content creators that I actually know? Not like I'm familiar with, like, but have interacted with. Mm-hmm. And it was just strange. But it was because they went to like the Sims TwitchCon meetup. Well, and there was like a big Sims event and they were talking about it. So
adorable. Cool. So last one.
Hit me.
One of
are we at 10 already?
This is 10.
Double check, because I fucked it up. And I believe you, but I just want to make sure.
I'm checking.
Shout out to Notion.
Notion.
Oh, anyways. My God. Not sponsored, so, but we could be.
My last one. My favorite game I ever played on stream. One of the very first games I fell in love with when I was streaming a lot. I think it's one of the most beautiful stories, beautiful art, beautiful music. Like, I think it is one of the quintessential best games ever created. I think everybody should play it at least once. Spiritfarer.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. I love that game.
Yeah. It's a good one.
I
never
love
played
that
it.
Game. Oh my God, Jackson, you have to. It is just a beautiful.
I can't cry again. I'm dehydrated all the time.
Oh, you will just, you'll cry. Yeah. It is just so incredibly well done. If they were to ever do it, like, I would probably do, like, maybe I would start it again. Like, I think I would maybe play it again. Cause it's like, it's a very cozy game, but it has like, it's a cozy game with a really incredible, compelling story. You know, and it's not too difficult. It's got a lot of really cool aspects to it. The music is so good. The Art style is wild. You have a cat and you can hug it. What? Come on.
A plus.
A plus content.
10 out of 10.
Anyways.
I feel like the best way to experience it with a candle custom made to align with the scent, the theory crafted scent of the game. Does that smell like? Close your eyes. Stronger. Does that smell like Spirit Fair?
Honestly, yeah.
Fucking crushed it, bro.
Yeah. Oh my God. Crushed it. The Fearless Whale.
The Fearless Whale, because that's the last. Cute. That's the name of the last ship upgrade. I know. Adorable.
You have
right?
to play it. You have to play it. It's so good. Gross. So yeah, those are all my 10.
So coming off of that super sentimental, heartwarming, and touching moment, belch, roll on.
I did intuitive eating today. My stomach's a little upset.
Intuitive eating? I didn't know that there was a name for that. I call that eating, I think.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just eating. It's not like restricting yourself. It's not gorging yourself. It's not starving yourself. You're just
living your goddamn life, right?
Yeah. You eat when you're hungry. You stop when you're full.
Nice. Well, I feel like I did learn a lot about you and filling in the blanks. And despite us spending so much time together and chatting so frequently, and I feel like I know you better than almost anyone else in my life, that there was still some gaps to fill in there. I think that's lovely.
Yeah. And it was Robot Unicorn Attack. That was the big
Robot
one.
Robot Unicorn Attack. And now just another way for us to remain connected as I hop in, master the game, and come back and rub your fucking face in it.
I can't wait for the text. 15 minutes. It gets sweaty. It gets really sweaty. So I'm very excited for what you're going to do.
I am also very excited.
But yeah, I hope you all have a incredible holiday, a really happy new year. Jackson and I are going to be together on our next episode. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about, but maybe we'll do a little recap, something. But yeah, we appreciate you guys hanging out. And if you want to get a little bit more of us, you can follow us at ItDangerPod on Instagram. We're always putting out some really fun clips. Jackson edits his life away on them. So if you want to give it a like and a share, we would really appreciate it. Even a little comment always helps. Or if you can't or you don't want to, you can still give us a like, a comment, or a follow anywhere where you listen to podcasts just to help boost us up in the algorithm just a tiny bit more.
Makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Come and hang out with us next week where Jackson and I are going to be in the same room. Always fun.
Cute.
Yay. Kissing. Cute.
Maybe we won't even plan anything. Maybe we'll just go on vibes. Maybe we'll just do like a quick hangout sesh for an hour. Maybe we'll do a mukbang.
Ooh, love a plan, but love a mukbang.
You love
It'll
a plan?
Like I love a plan.
Then you fucking make the plan.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Love you, bye.